Good morning, everyone. Welcome our parish family and anyone who is a visitor.
Offer up this Mass for Sister Joan Bray.
And my private attentions for our parish family.
In the name of the Father,
and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Lord be with you. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and my words, and what I have done and what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask the Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray. O God, who always listen mercifully to your servants in distress, we humbly beseech you, as we give thanks for your kindness, that free from all evil, we may constantly serve you in gladness, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Our first reading is from the book of Sirach. And now, bless the God of all, who has done wondrous things on earth, who fosters people's growth from their mother's womb and fashions them according to his will. May he grant you joy of heart, and may peace abide among you. May his goodness toward us endure in Israel to deliver us in our days. The word of God.
Thanks be to God.
Our response today is, Lord, I thank you for your faithfulness and love.
Lord, I thank you for your faithfulness and love.
I will give thanks to you, O Lord, with all my heart, for you have heard the words of my mouth. In the presence of the angels, I will sing your praise. I will worship at your holy temple. Lord, I thank you for your faithfulness and love. I will give thanks to your name because of your kindness and your truth. When I called, you answered me. You built up strength within me.
Lord,
I thank you for your faithfulness and love. All the kings of the earth shall give thanks to you, O Lord, when they hear the words of your mouth, and they shall sing of the ways of the Lord. Great is the glory of our God. Lord, I thank you. Your faithfulness and love. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always on your account. For the grace of God bestowed on you in Christ Jesus, that in him you were enriched in every way, with all discourse and all knowledge, as the testimony to Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will keep you firm to the end, irreproachable on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, and by him you were called for fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. The word of God.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you. Our reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 persons with leprosy met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priest." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing that he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice. And he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord. I remember my home parish of St. Francis de Sales in West Philly. There was this parishioner, a member of the Legion of Mary. She always had an attitude of gratitude. She would always tell everyone, "You know, God bless you." And she would pray her rosary. She would go to church to pray before Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. She would go to adoration. She always had this inspirational faith. And she told me that there was a point when she was unable to walk. When I met her, she had a cane, and she was always struggling to walk for a great long distance. And she experienced physical pain. But she said at one point she was bedridden in a hospital, surrounded by her son and her daughter. And she said, "Lord, just give me 5 minutes to sit up in this bed." And nothing happened. Next day, she said, "Lord, give me just 5 minutes." Nothing happened. The next day, she got 5 minutes, but she had enough strength to sit up in the bed. Then she asked the Lord for 10 minutes. Then she asked the Lord to be able to put one foot on the ground. By the end of her prayers, after several days, she walked out of the hospital, and the doctor was in shock. So what did the Lord do? She had a disease in her spine that caused her to not be able to move her legs easily. But what the Lord did was not take away the disease, but he stopped it from going throughout her spine. So it stopped in the upper part of her spine. She still experienced pain, but if she was not able to walk, I would never have met her. Today we celebrate Thanksgiving. We celebrate the gift of God giving us the gift of each other. You know, before the pandemic, we had the freedom to have this meal with our family and friends, to share that fellowship with each other. Something to be so grateful before God. But God is always working miracles to bring us to get up and move forward. So we trust that the good Lord will help us to move forward, to continue to experience his grace, his miracle
of unity. We need to pray for that unity in our country. We see so much evil, we see so much division in the news, and it creates so much fear and anxiety. But when we turn away from the news, when you look at the world with eyes of faith, like that parishioner from my parish family, like Shirley, if we do that, we allow Christ to help us to be an instrument of His grace. Because there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. And the Lord calls us to hold on to that hope. He never abandons us. And a little bit at a time, we're able to realize that hope is our reality as a disciple of Christ. God has blessed our country. God has blessed our church, our Catholic Church, our faith, all of our brothers and sisters in Christ, and all the people we hold in this country. God has blessed us abundantly. We owe God that gratitude. We owe that attitude of gratitude before the Lord. You know, we heard in the Gospel of Luke, there was only one who came back to give praise and thanks to God. A lot of times we offer our petitions. We ask the Lord to give us this or that blessing. But how often do we give thanks to God after we receive it? Or we give thanks to God before we even receive it, having a confidence that He will give that to us. These are expressions of faith. What did our Lord say to that leper? Your faith has saved you. Your faith. We are beggars before God. God, who is infinite in majesty and glory and love, He has everything. And He wills and desires to give us everything, which is Himself. So the greatest gift we can give to our Lord is the gift of ourself. But as we give ourselves, we give praise and thanks for the gift that He has given us. The gift of our life, our family, our friends, our faith. And that helps us to realize how we are being saved through Christ, who draws us to turn away from self, to turn towards Him, to seek His real presence in each other, in all those who are suffering, no matter what faith they profess, to see the suffering Christ in all, and to help to serve all with that Spirit of Christ. When we do this, we honor God. And not only that, every time we praise God and give thanks, God is more eager. The saints say that God is more eager to give us more. Because when you open your hands to receive a gift, to hold it in your hand, you have to open your hand, right? If someone gives you a gift and you're just standing there, you're not receiving by opening your hand and holding on to that gift. When we have faith, we are holding our hands out before the Lord. And we receive and we give praise and thanks to God, we are imitating Christ. So many times, our Lord, He would say, He would give praise to His Heavenly Father. He said, I praise You, Heavenly Father, for opening the eyes of the simple. He would always give praise before He gave a miracle, a multiplication of the fish and the bread. He would look up and praise the Father, give thanks to the Father, and then bless. This attitude of gratitude comes from Christ. So let us imitate Christ and be that inspiration for others. Let us stand for intercessions. Let us turn to our generous God and remember all who are in need on this day of thanks. Our response is, Lord, hear our prayer. That we, the church, may continue to offer unending thanks and praise, we pray to the Lord. For those in our country who are without work, especially those who lost jobs because of the pandemic, that they may know the Lord's generosity and the generosity of their friends and neighbors, and soon have gainful and fulfillment employment, we pray to the Lord. For our family and friends, as we gather even virtually around our tables and love this holiday,
and for all those who could not be with us, we pray to the Lord. For those who are suffering physically and mentally, for victims of the pandemic, for victims of natural disasters, racism, or illness, and for those who have suffered the loss of a dear one, that the Lord would place in their lives people who would give them reason for joy and thanksgiving. We pray to the Lord. For our generous benefactors, who so willingly and humbly have reached out to us with their time, their talents, and their treasures, that they would be blessed by the Lord for their generosity. We pray to the Lord. For the sick of the parish, and for our family and friends, that they may be freed from danger, relieved of suffering, and embraced with compassion and God's gentle care, we pray to the Lord. For our beloved dead and for the souls of our family and friends, that they may enjoy eternal life with God in glory, we pray to the Lord. For the special intentions we hold in the silence of our heart, let us pray to the Lord. God of abundant generosity, keep us close to you today and always. Gather our prayers together, and in your mercy grant them through Christ your Son, who is Lord forever and ever. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. O Lord, who gave us your Son to rescue us graciously from death and from every evil, accept, we pray, in mercy this sacrifice, which we offer you in thanksgiving, for our deliverance from distress, through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and eternal God, for although you have no need of our praise, yet our thanksgiving is itself your gift, since our praises add nothing to your greatness, but profit us for salvation through Christ our Lord. And so in company with the choirs of angels, we praise you, with joy we proclaim,
Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts,
heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. at the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion. He took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Nelson, our Bishop, his assisting bishops, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command to form a divine teaching, we dare to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope in the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Lamb of God, take away your sins. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. But if Christ keeps you joy. I will thank you, Lord, with all my heart, for you have heard the words of my mouth. Body of Christ. Let us pray. Almighty God, who through this bread of life are pleased to free your servants from the bond of sin, and in your compassion to restore their strength, grant us to advance without hindrance towards the hope of glory through Christ our Lord. Hope everyone has a good and blessed day. Hope you enjoy your time with your family, either virtually or in person. And I hope your family and friends experience God's blessing and mercy and good health. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless him, the Father, and of the Son,
and of the Holy Spirit.
Go in peace. And thank you for coming to Mass.